USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow compared trade talks with China to the U.S. send-up with Russia during the Cold War. In other words, he's expecting negotiations could continue for a long time. U.S. and Chinese officials have agreed to hold their next round of talks in Washington next month. Kudlow discounted the notion that next year's election increases any urgency for President Donald Trump to conclude the trade war.
This is about unfair and illegal trading practices, which we want to see remedied. This is also about human rights issues, increasingly, regarding Hong Kong, regarding other issues that the Chinese have grappled with in ways that have troubled the world. And perhaps most importantly, this is about national security.
Kudlow emphasized that it took the United States decades to get the results it wanted with Russia. He noted that it worked in the Reagan administration. He said he remembers President Reagan waging a similar fight against the Soviet Union. This is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
There's something out there for you and me, and the American road is calling, so what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day, traveling our own highway, no matter where it leads us, we can smile, cause we're leaning in the light.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
More is being learned about the mysterious vaping deaths around the country. USA's Wendy King has the details.
Investigations into the mysterious lung illnesses linked to vaping found the same chemical in samples of marijuana products used by people sickened in various parts of the U.S. The Washington Post reports that the chemical is an oil derived from vitamin E. FDA investigators found the oil in products in samples that were collected from patients who felt ill from across the country. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Two men were arrested and a Hawaiian state flag was torn down when crews and police arrived to a lava field on a Big Island mountain to remove a small wooden house built by demonstrators near the camp where they're blocking the construction of a giant telescope. Law enforcement officials arrived to clear the area around the structure, but the two men refused to leave and were arrested and charged with obstruction of a governmental operation. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Republican leaders in South Carolina voted officially to scrap their presidential primary in 2020, while party officials in Kansas and Nevada are deciding whether to follow suit with their nominating contest as the GOP erects more hurdles for the long shots challenging President Donald Trump. Canceling primaries, caucuses, and other voting is not an unusual move for the party of the White House incumbent seeking a second term, and it does allow Trump to try to consolidate his support as Democrats work to knock down the large field of candidates. Challengers have emerged to Trump, including Bill Weld, a former Massachusetts governor, and Joe Walsh, a former Illinois congressman. Norwegian authorities have not been able to detect the cause behind an unexplained disease that is now estimated to have killed hundreds of dogs in the country over the last 3 days. The Norwegian Food Safety Authority said it's been informed of another 6 cases of dogs falling ill, with 2 of them already dead, all with the same symptoms. The disease seems very serious for the dogs, but they don't know yet if this is contagious or just a large series of individual cases, according to the agency spokesperson. The majority of cases have been reported in and around the capital of Oslo, but the cities of Bergen and Trondheim also have some of the disease. The Norwegian Veterinary Institute said it's detected 2 unspecified bacteria in each autopsy, but is unable to clarify whether that was the cause of the entire outbreak. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.